I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. School may be out, but the outdoors classroom is wide open, and you can be the teacher. We'll talk a little more about it coming up right after this. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. Children are out of school for the summer break, but now is the perfect opportunity to get them engaged in the outdoors education process. It doesn't necessarily have to be hunting and fishing oriented, although there's nothing wrong with either of those, but just exposing them to the outside is extremely important.
This is probably the best time of the year to get kids involved in the outdoors, whether it's camping, fishing, or just going out to one of our local state parks or state forests and turning over some rocks looking for crawdads. This is probably the best time for parents, especially if they're already 2 weeks in the summer vacation and they're bored. This is probably the best time of the year to get them introduced.
That's Scott Warner at the DNR, who tells us the idea is to turn off the computer, turn off the TV, tear them away from those video games, and get them into some extended fresh air.
Exercise, get them exposed to the outdoors, educate them about the importance of wildlife, and what we're trying to do is just connect them with the outdoors.
If you're wondering where to start, well, water is always a sure bet.
There's a natural attraction to water, especially, you know, as a parent, I can see that with my two kids as well. And when it's 90 degrees outside, I can see them, even myself, going to the water too as an attraction to cool off a little bit. But you know, kids at this age, you know, their minds are like a sponge, and anything they can run across, they want to be able to learn about it. Kids love creeks. They love skipping rocks, throwing rocks, wading out, turning over rocks, having fun. It's a refreshing way to get out and have fun, you know, in an afternoon when it's too hot to do anything else.
Camping and sleeping outdoors is another important set of lessons, and it doesn't have to be anything fancy or difficult.
Everybody's lives are extremely busy this time of the year, and when, you know, Friday afternoon comes along, the last thing you want to do is hike in 5 miles, and, you know, any of our state parks would be a great place to look at. You know, you can do a lot of camping outside of a car real easily with a tent or a camper, an RV or whatever else. But then also, you know, you can do camping in your backyard. You know, the lightning bugs are out this time of the year. So, you know, right before dark when it's a little bit cooler, you know, go out and look for insects.
The most important thing to remember are, number one, have a good time. Kids are more likely to return to things they enjoy. Secondly, do what they want to do. Don't force it on them. Let it come natural. And finally, use the every experience as a teaching opportunity. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.